Some pish. Let's review just maybe one pasuk. Let's start from pasuk vav. Perek mem pasuk vav. We did this yesterday. We're not going to do the mafarsh. I just want to go. We have pictures now, so we can look at the pictures. Look at the picture. Let's look at this picture. Pasuk again. Perek mem. Is this thing on? Turn it on. Now it's on. Okay. Now it's on. All right. Now it works. All right. Perek mem pasuk vav. Vayavoy el shar asher pon of derech hakadima vayal b'mal loisav. Okay, so we're now going up the steps. Pasuk Vav, look at the first picture. Okay, this is on this page where there are three pictures. And there are no numbers. Okay, the first page. Okay, there are three pictures on this page. There are no numbers. And it shows over here that you go to the gate, the Shar Asher Panav Derech HaKadima, whose Panav, which means whose entrance was on the east side. Okay, I'm not giving out the paper from yesterday. Yesterday we had the big picture. Okay, the big picture is we have the entire gate, the entire wall surrounding the entire structure. I told you yesterday that wall corresponds to the Har HaBayis. I learned today that's not necessarily true. This is a machlokes. What exactly that wall is? This big wall, is this the Har HaBayis wall? And there's no Azara, or no? This is the Azara wall. And the Har HaBayis is further away. So it seems there's such base fundamental machlokes, and even in the Har HaBayis, what are we dealing with? It just goes to show how complicated this matter is. Something so basic. Is this the wall of the Har HaBayis, or is this the wall of already the Azara going into the Beis HaMikdash? The major nafka mina is this Machane Leviya, or is this? Gesundheit, or is this Machane Shechina is the Azara. The Azara in the Bayis Shein is Machane Shechina. The Har HaBayis is Machane Leviya. And Yerushalayim is Machane Yisrael. There are three Machanes. Three Machanes. Machane Yisrael, Machane Leviya, Machane Shechina. In the Bayis Sheini, Yerushalayim is Machane Yisrael, the Har HaBayis is Machane Leviya, and the Azor is Machane Shechina. Today, when people go on the Har HaBayis, those who Rabbanim allow them to go, so they're very careful not to go into Machane Shechina. They're going in the Har HaBayis, going to Machane Leviya. So over here, when going into this gate, are we going over here into Machane Shechina, the Azara, or are we going here into Machane Leviya? So that appears to be a machlokes. It appears when you go into this gate, when you walk into this gate, and you see in this top picture, you're going, that's the chel. That little thing you see over the little teeny little fence in front, that's a cloth guard, that's a cloth, a wicker fence. It's a very insignificant fence that's just there to warn goyim, non-Jews, do not go past this point. This point is only for B'nai Yisrael. A non-Jew is not allowed to enter past this point. So that's the chel. Now you're going over here into where there are steps. When you come into this big entrance, where you're coming into Machane Shechina, or you're coming into Machane Leviya, that appears to be a machlokes. I told you yesterday that this is the wall of the Har HaBayis, and it's a Machane Leviya. That's what I think the Mitzudos said and Farshim said, but it seems that a lot of people disagree and they hold that this indeed is Machane Shechina. And further away from this, there's another wall, further away, the wall of the Har HaBayis. Okay, let's leave that for now. But over here it says in Pasuk Vav, Vayavo el shar asher pon asher pon v'aderech hakadima. This is the east gate. If I'm not mistaken, there are going to be three gates. There's a gate on the east, a gate on the north, a gate on the south. There is no gate on the west. So you come to the base of where the coast of Hamaravi is, there is no gate. And all of these three gates are identical. They are carbon copies one of another. So when we learn the details of this entranceway, it's not necessary to go learn the details again on the other two sides, because again, they're identical. So we come with the Shar Asher Panav Derech HaKadima, Vayal B'mal Loisav, and we go up the steps. Now, how many steps are there? It's not really clear how many steps there are. From the Yukim, and the Mefarshim learned, there are, I think, 12 steps.
Not
15. Oh, I told you 15. That was the Bayis Sheini. No, this is a whole totally different. So over here, if I'm not mistaken, it doesn't say anyway. What it does say though is that on the west, on the north and on the south, the same identical picture, the same identical entrance. There were only 7 steps. That's explicit in the psukim later on. Yeah. 7 steps. But here,
there was something with 15 steps.
That was going in the Bayis Sheini. That was in the Bayis Sheni, going into the Azar from the Ezras Noshim, leading from the Ezras Noshim, the Shemalas.
But if it's in Shiramos, why were they thinking of Bayis Sheni?
That's the Bayis. That's all big mystery. Whatever was in the Bayis Sheni is not a given that it's going to be in the Bayis Shlishi. Okay, there are parallels, and indeed we learned yesterday.
By the way, also, Kamal Malos Tovos.
50 miles in a chadam. The number 15 is very significant. It could be over here. There are 15 steps. Maybe here there are 15 steps. Could be. Okay, could be here. That's where there are 15 steps. Let's assume for the moment there are 15 steps over here, and this is only on the east side. This is not true on the west. On the north or on the south. On the west, there are no steps. Period. Now, pasuk next with Vayomod, and he measured as saf hashar. Saf here means the mezuzah. The mezuzah means the post. Now, the picture didn't come out so clear, but if you can't see, it's impossible to read it, but it says there by the steps, it says there the word saf. Okay, the saf...
Come on.
We normally translate the word saf as a threshold, which means...
Right.
Which means... The pasuk. Pasuk vav. Okay, probably, I know you can't see, but if you were able to see it, there's an arrow right on the steps. You look at the top picture on the top, yeah. And you see along on the right side, there are along on the height of the entranceway, there's a number which you can't see that says 6, and there are arrows going each way, and beneath that it says the word Saf Hashar. Saf means, in this context, it means the mezuzah, the post of the entranceway. It's an unusual way to translate the word saf. Saf always means the threshold.
Right.
You come into a door, shomrei hasaf. In this context, it's not what it means. It means here, the mezuzah, the post. Now, the post over here is opposite the steps. That's not the normal way you do. That's not the normal way, the terminology. Normally, there are steps, and then you come to a threshold. Or there's a threshold, then there are steps. In this context, the saf is the part of the entranceway that goes up from the steps all the way to the ceiling. The thickness of this area, which basically means that the span of the steps going up was kone echad, was 6 amos. A kone, we learned before, is a measuring rod, which was six amos, and the amo was a large amo, an amo that was made from 6 tvachim, not one made from 5 plus 1, kone echad roichav. The width was one kone, the esaf echad on the left side, the right side and the left side, kone echad roicha. Okay, that we learned yesterday, so we're not going to go over that again. Pasuk Zayin.
Those parallel lines, the gray and the dark black, those are steps?
Yeah, those are steps. You see it goes up, the steps. You see the steps, don't you? I mean, it's malois hashar.
And it's 6 amos across, is that what you're saying?
No. Across, there was more. We're going to see across on the next page. We're going to see
the width
that
of the side post was 6 amos, which is the
side post. The steps actually were 15. Okay, the steps, the actual area. No, I'm sorry. Was 10. The width of the steps from end to end was 10 amos. We didn't get to that yet. That's going to come in the pasuk in a few moments. But we're talking about the width. The width means, unfortunately, they don't show here. On the top page, but you don't see the number. It's obscured. Okay, the copy is not so good.
Well,
but
the wall itself.
The wall itself. The width of the wall
was also 6.
Right. Well, there's so some right. That's yeah, right. Right. So that.
So this is just
another example of where width. The wall itself was 6. So you see here, the area where the steps went up. That area was exactly 6 amos. And there's a post on the right, a post on the left. It says here in the pasuk that it was 6 amos. Okay, now let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Zayin. Okay, I think this is where we got up to yesterday. Vehata. Now, in front of the entranceway, you see there are ta'im.
Right.
Ta'im means little chambers. It's a chamber. Cells. Now, a tar...
In fact, the modern Hebrew word for cell, as in biology, or even in a jail cell, is a tar. Mm-hmm. Take it from
that. What, in which language?
In Hebrew.
In Hebrew, tar. Tar is a little, it's a chamber, it's a cell. We all know that everyone knows in the Bayis Sheni, around the Heichel, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was a whole network of Ta'im, three stories. There were more on the bottom, less each level. I don't remember all the details. I think the total of 35, maybe 35 or 44. I don't remember the number of. There were a number of Ta'im. Okay, there are a number of little chambers, little cells. So here it's called a Ta. The Jewish on the word Ta is the opposite of the letter Aleph Taf. We have this on a Shavuos. Shavuos is Akdamus. Akdamus, every line of Akdamus concludes with Taf Aleph. Why Taf Aleph? It represents infinity. You get to the end, you start all over again. It's the link from the last letter of the Aleph Beis returning to the first letter of the Aleph Beis. The Kodesh HaKodoshim in the Bayis Rishon, the Heichel, and the Kodesh HaKodoshim was surrounded by Ta'im, which is symbolic of, it was surrounded by infinity. The nature, the sanctity of this chamber was infinite, and the way that was expressed was, at least al derech derush, is there were ta'im, a network of ta'im. Each ta' represents infinity multiplied by infinity, v'chulu v'chulu v'chulu. All of these are very Kabbalistic, mystical things, but that is one very popular approach to understand what the word ta'. But anyway, on a very simple level, we have a chamber.
You know that in mathematics, different levels of infinity are represented by an aleph.
The different level in mathematics by the symbol aleph.
Yeah, aleph is aleph. No, there's aleph. One, different levels of infinity.
Well, I'll tell you a very interesting idea. This, you know, they claim they told this to Einstein. Einstein had pleasure from this. Is that pi is the number it goes on forever. It's infinity. Okay. So the relationship. What does that mean exactly? The relationship between a circle and a line, the diameter and the circumference is infinity. It's 3.14. That's just the first two numbers. The numbers go on forever. Infinity, go on forever. 3.14, they told us, someone told us to me is that 3.14 is Shakai. 3 is the mispar cotton of Shin Dalid Yud. Okay, so it's not exactly in the right order. Shin Dalid Yud, but the three numbers. Shakai. Shin is 300. But the Mispar Katan of 300 is 3, and Dalid is 4, and then there's 1, and then there's 1. Shin Dalid Yud is 10. The Mispar Katan of 10 is 1. So it's not really perfect because it's 3.41 instead of 3.14. So pi is an infinite number, and Shakai is at the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is infinity. So it's not a coincidence. So supposedly they told this to Albert Einstein, and he had pleasure. He chapt hanah from this idea. Is this true? What? Einstein, I read an article this past Shabbos. Einstein, when he was young, his parents sent him to day school. And he became obsessed with Judaism, religion. And he became religious. He became somewhat religious when he was very young, to the point where he started, like Baal Tshuva, they drive their parents crazy. How come you don't do the mitzvahs? How come it's not kosher in the house? And he really gave his parents a hard time and run for their money that they should become observant. And this he was like obsessive. That's what they write. They write that in his youth. They're like, he's 11 years old. When they sent him to Cheder. Obviously, it didn't last very long, this tkufa, because when he was world famous, he wasn't at all religious at all. Okay, but it seems that we know for a fact that in his youth, when he was before Bar Mitzvah, he was obsessed with religion. So he definitely was familiar. Okay, it wasn't just that total tinuk shenishba. He knew quite a lot more about Yadus than most people think he did. That's what at least they wrote up about him in this article. Not an article, it's a letter to the editor, because there was an article in Ami magazine where they wrote him up. I told you about the solar eclipse. And they wrote up there that he was totally religious. They wrote he was zero, totally zero. And the guy writes back, well, it's not true. You know what you're talking about. You don't know your history. You don't know what you're talking about. You go study Einstein. When his youth, he was very religious. He just, you know, in certain tkufa, so he knew a lot more than people give him credit for. Okay, that was a letter to an editor, whatever it is. Any event, what I want to tell you, I want to tell you what this important thing about Ta is, it's a very fascinating idea. What is exactly pi? It was a very interesting idea. What is pi? Pi is the relationship between the diameter and a circle. Chazal say, Ein miruba b'maise bereshis. In Maase Bereshis, there are no such thing as squares. There's no such thing as a perfect square in Maase Bereshis. Everything in Maase Bereshis is a circle. Now, the truth is, I'm not even sure there are perfect circles in Maase Bereshis. You have to study this. Are there perfect circles in Maase Bereshis? Everything in nature is round. Everything is round. Fruits and vegetables, the orbit, the cycles of the sun and the moon, the stars. And everything that's natural is round. Is it perfectly round? Not necessarily. I'm not sure there's anything that's perfectly round, but it's elliptical. It's curved, but it's round. In the Berea, a straight line, the wheel. We always think, who invented the wheel? Hashem invented the wheel. Who invented the straight line? Man is the one who invented the straight line. Ah, but it said Elokim also es ha'adam yashar. Hashem made man yashar. What does that mean exactly, yashar? When you write a Sefer Torah, you have to have a perfectly straight line. Sirtut. Mitzvahs are all square. They're all square. Tefillin must be perfectly square. When you bring a carbon to Hashem, it's not ma'akev, the size of the mizbeach. It doesn't have to be 32 amos by 32 amos. Mizbeach just has to be perfectly square. B'shas heter bamos, if you make a bama in your backyard, you can make the bama any size you want. Just make sure the bama is perfectly square. All mitzvahs that we do, you make a sukkah, it has to have four walls. Okay, not that four, it has to be a square, the dimensions. Tzuras HaPesach, Shabbos. Has to be. If it bends, it curves, it's no good. It has to go for laws of Shabbos and Erevin. Has to be, everything has to be lines. Now a square also represents the concept of a line. So look at this, a fascinating observation is that a circle, you have a circle, you have a diameter. In a circle, you have both the Ribbono Shel Olam, you have man. The Ribbono Shel Olam is represented by the circle, the circumference. Man is represented by the diameter, because ein meruba b'maase bereshis. Meruba means square, but also relates to the idea of a straight line. So in a circle, the circumference is the ribbono shel olam, that's the way Hashem made the world, and man is the diameter. What is the relationship between the two? It's infinite. You cannot define the difference between man and ribbono shel olam. You can have a formula, okay? Hashem made man in the Tzelem Elokim, so we can relate. So the circumference is approximately three times the diameter. But when you want to get down to be exact, to understand the exact difference between the Ribbono Shel Olam's Bria and our relationship to it, which is the straight line, Elokim Asa Es Adam Yashar, it's Shakai. It's infinite. There's no number, there is no defining number, so mispar, what?
Yeah, so
irrational. Okay, also irrational. Okay.
Irrational.
Irrational. It shows the infinite difference. And if you want to say the remez, shin, that's Hashem made the world with shakai. V'edel Avraham el Yitzchak v'el Yaakov bekel shakai. Shakai is sh'omar le'olamoy dai. It's the name that Hashem used to create the world. This relationship is all found in a circle with the diameter in this idea. Now, going back over here, you have the Ta'im. The Ta'im Chazal say, and they don't say it here, but they say when it comes to the Bayis Sheni, what's this funny thing that all of the whole Kodesh, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is surrounded by these chambers called Ta'im? It represents the concept of infinity, of a circle, of the infinite cycle. The whole world is cycles, the sun, the moon, the earth, life cycle. Everything in this world is a cycle, and that's why a ta represents that cycle which surrounds everything in the Bayis Sheni, is square. The Bayesheni is square, but the terminology that we use to describe the squares is look behind what's what you see in all of the squares. Hashem is there, it's Hashem's Bria. Okay, so going back to the Pasuk, now we're having the Torah. Now the Torah, there are a total, you can't see on this picture because it's obscured, but there are a total of six Ta'im, six chambers which are on the outside of the wall, this wall. Now that's very fascinating because in the Bayis Sheni, the Ta'im were not on the outside, the Ta'im were only in the holiest of the holy. They were all the way inside. All the way inside the Torah, not on the outside. Here you see in the Bayis Shlishi, do we have Torah in the Bayis Shlishi? Probably do. We have to see about that. Okay, in the Ulam. But there are Torah. In the Kodesh to the Art, there's also Torah, at least in this picture. But it's interesting in that the Bayis Shlishi, not only are there Torah surrounding the Kodesh, and the Kodesh HaKodashim, the Ta'im, come all the way out on the outside of the wall of the entire structure. So I told you it's a Kabbalah. They store things. It was storage. Storage. They store things. That's what it says. I think there were 44 Ta'im surrounding the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodashim. What?
A Mitzrayim.
No, it's Machaneh Shechinah. The Mitzrayim has to leave Yerushalayim. A Mitzrayim has to get all the way out.
It means when he comes in to be retired, he puts in.
No, that's Shar Nikido. That's much, much before. That's in Ezra's Noshim, not in the Kodesh HaKodashim. The purpose was storage. They store the musical instruments of the Kohanim, out of the Levim. They stored various Kalim. They stored anything that needed storage, clothing. Whatever they stored, it was a special bunch of the Bayesheni, the Khalifas was the Ulam. The Khalifas, the Nazir, and the Ulam. Okay, but they were basically used for, we don't know, we don't have any record, but that's what they say was used for storage. But in addition to the storage, it was also represents this very mystical concept of Ta. Circles, cycles of the end back to the beginning, the infinite nature of the Shechina. This is the Mokoim of the resting of Hashem Shechina. And therefore it's surrounded by these chambers which symbolize the infinite nature of the Ribbono Shel Olam, his holiness. What's interesting is if you accept that concept, that these Tos represent, they're symbolic of something very, very mystical, very spiritual, it's important to note that in the Bayis Shlishi, the Ta'im are not only found in the most holy of holies, the holiest place, they're now found on the extreme outside, even on the chutz, outside the entire structure. The entire structure. This is the wall of the whole structure of the Bayis Shlishi. And here we have six of these Ta'im, total of 18. Six on the Shar Mizrach, six on the Shar Tzafayim, six on the Shar Daraim, for a grand total of 18 Ta'im. When you'll add the number to the Talmud over in the Kodesh HaKadosh, who knows, we'll have some interesting number, who knows what the number signifies, what all of these things mean. Okay, we'll try to learn a little bit, a little Machshava and a little Pshat. It makes it a little more interesting in what's taking place in the Bayis Shlishi. Okay, so we have over here, now we're going to Pasuk Zayin Vata, the Ta, is Kone Echad Oirech. Let's look at the middle picture. Okay, the middle picture on this page, it's one kone oirech, and it is v'kone echad roichav. Okay, it's not showing you the roichav, but it's showing you the Torah's bay. It's a square. Inside, it's six amos wide, six amos long, and the thickness of the wall is v'kone roichav u'bein ha'toim chamesh amos. The thickness of the wall between one ta and the next ta, and between the end of the ta to the end to the perimeter of the outside, like you see in this picture, was five. Sefachim was, was five amos. So between each one was five, and the Torah itself was six. Okay, so next words of the Pasuk, v'saf hashar. Now this gets a little bit confusing. The saf means the post of the shar, me'etzel ulam, near the ulam, near the ulam. Ulam is a chamber. We'll go in one moment. Ulam Ashar, the Saf Ashar, Eitzel, adjacent to the Ulam Ashar, Mehabais, on the inside was Kone Echad. Now we have to understand the terminology. And this is a very good picture. None of the other things I have really show it as well. On the very bottom, it shows what's called the Ulam Ashar. Okay, you see that? On this page. On this page where there are three pictures with no numbers. I'm sorry, I didn't put numbers. Okay, but on this page where there are no numbers, on the very, very bottom, it's showing you, it puts in gray this thing called the Ulam Hashar. Ulam Hashar is a room. Basically, it's a special room. This room is after you come inside. On the very, very bottom, as we learned above, is outside.
This is after the steps.
After the steps. Where are the steps? The steps are
right in front
of the Ulam Hashar.
Yeah.
Right in front of the Ulam Hashar, that area, it's not showing you, but those were the steps, and the span of that, what we just done, was exactly six amos. It was one kone. Okay, so right before the Ulam Hashar was an area of steps. I think it was 15 steps. And those 15 steps had a width, a span of six amos, which is exactly the measurement of the kone of this rod. The measuring rod was six amos. Before that was an open area. Okay, it's an open area. And adjacent to the open area, you see on the left and the right, you see the tall, you see these different chambers. And before that is just, as you come on the Harbais, Dr. Brizak, Shalom Aleichem, welcome back. How are you? Good to see you. Good to see you. Welcome back. Okay, so let's go further.
So that last picture is a top view.
Right, this is a bird's eye view. This is a bird's eye view, but we have to just put everything back in perspective. These are exactly the same thing as the other two pictures.
So the Toim are outside?
The Toim are outside, yes, that's what I said. The Toim are outside. There are six Toim on the outside. The end of this puzzle, let me just explain one thing. In these psukim, what's very frightening about these psukim is, in one pasuk, it describes, at least according to Rashi, what we're learning, it jumps from one section to an entirely different section. It's not what you'd expect. If you were writing these psukim yourself, you would be very specific. Let's now discuss this very specific area, and that's it. In these psukim, we jump. Here is one area, and then the next three words of the pasuk are all of a sudden describing something that's 25 amos away. That's an entirely different part of the Beis HaMikdash. Why the jump? Why the sudden shift? I don't know. But that's why it's so mysterious. That's exactly what we do. First, we describe the Ta, and then in the very same pasuk we jump. I'm out of copies. I apologize. I'm out of copies. Maybe we'll just look on. I don't know. I haven't got any pictures. And then we jump. Here's one more picture. We're coming into it soon. And then we jump from the Ta to the Ulam Hashar. Ulam Hashar, you see, is this little area, and you see that its span, its length, is going to be, we didn't get the psukim, it's going to be 8 amos long. This is a special section that you don't see. It's not showing you in this picture on the bottom, the bird's eye view, but at the very, very end of the Ulam Hashar were two massive doors. Okay, the doors, there were no doors on the outside. The doors were only on the inner edge of the Ulam Hashar. If you go back to the top picture, on the top, you have the whole thing in perspective. You have the Har Habayis, the Chel. You see the two Ta'im. We know now that inside the Ta, it was exactly 6 Amos by 6 Amos. The thickness of the walls on all four sides of the Ta were 5 Amos. We then come to the area where there are steps. There are 15 steps, and the span of those 15 steps in width is 6 amos, and then we enter into the area that's called the Ulam Hashar. And that Ulam Hashar is going to have a length of 8 amos, we're going to see soon, and that's it. The width of going to the width is going to be 13. Now, if you want to look at the width, okay, let's just try now to make things easier, just to do things outside. The width, it's not showing you in this picture, but if you go to the next page, okay, here we have another page. Go to the next page and look at picture number 3. Same exact thing. Here it's just showing you the same three sections with more numbers. The steps.
Steps
is 10. The width of the steps. Okay, the width of the steps is 10, and the width of the Ulam Hashar is 13.
You have 6 on the top picture.
Six is the width.
From front to back.
But from across. There's a very big problem in terminology, because the words width and length unfortunately, depth are very confused in these psukim, and he explains here in the safe. By the way, these pictures come from this safe called Tavnis Abayis. This is the best, okay, my, the best sefer to learn Yecheskel. It's written by the Svardi. You always ask that question. His name is Eliezer Mordechai Ben Shem, Beit Ha'ilit, Eretz Yisrael. It's an old sefer. This must be around at least 15 years. I have this sefer for over 10 years. It's phenomenal. Phenomenal. It goes through word by word, explains every pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel, and the notes on the bottom and the illustrations are second to none. And I think it's only good for Yecheskel. He has the Bayis Rishon, all the psukim Sefer Melachim, and he has the Bayis Sheni Masech the Midah. So it's really Sefer is divided into three parts. Plus he has a lot more. He has at the end. He has Bizman Azeh. He has a whole analysis Bizman Azeh. Where is the Bayis? Where is the Kaisel Hamaravi relative to the Kodesh HaKadoshim? He has a whole write-up, whatever. But here he explains a very beautiful Yesoid, and he says, there's also another dimension called height, which we have to get to, height. So sometimes when the Pasuk says width, it's always smaller than something else. We are brainwashed that width is relative to length. Why? Because length is always longer and width is shorter. So width is when you have a room and one side is less, so therefore the width is going to be less. But sometimes width is relative to height, and we're not discussing length. The only dimensions that we're focusing on is height versus width, or versus
depth.
Length, even depth. So then when you want to describe the smaller number, which is the depth relative to the height, the term will then be roichav. Roichav doesn't always mean width.
Is
the width. So it all depends. It's relative. The word roichav we translate ordinarily as width, not depth. Why? Because we always use roichav relative to length. But when you have a situation where you're comparing depth relative to height, then you also choose the word roichav, at least in Yecheskel. So the reason why until now we said that it's 10 tfachim, that it's 6 tfachim, and we're calling it the roichav, is because we're going to see soon the height is very important here, the height of the gates. The gates were 50 amos tall. It's 50 amos tall. And even though the height of the wall we learned yesterday was only six amos, but the height of the actual gate, is going to be 50 amos tall. So we're going to come back to some of these. But let's turn to this page, the second page, where you see the number 3. Okay, the illustration number 3. The illustration is on the left side of the number. And you see here exactly the same thing. You see over here 3 different numbers, 13, 10, and 15. When you come into this gate, and you're flanked on the left and the right by a total of 6 chambers, 3 chambers on the left, 3 chambers on the right, the opening area is 15 amos wide. When you come to the next little section, you're going up the steps. Those are the 15 steps, and the distance between the left and the right is 10 amos. What's the distance going in? We learned 6 amos. 6 amos moving forward.
And we're talking about a 6 tfachim and an amma?
Yes, 6 tfachim and amma. But there too many numbers.
Each step was 3.5 tfachim.
Each then was 3.5 tfachim. That's not bad. Okay, that's pretty good. That's a nice step. Then you go into the next section. The next section from left to right was a total of 13 amos. And why is it 13 amos? Because as you see, it juts in a little bit. It juts in 1.5 amos on each side. So 10 of the steps plus an additional 1.5 plus 1.5 is a grand total of 13. On the outside, when you're coming on the outside, it juts back 2.5 on each side from the steps. So the steps are 10. And you have 2.5 on each side, it's a grand total of 15 Amos. Now going back to the Pasuk, let's go back to this Pasuk. Pasuk has Vayomer Esaulam Hashar. So we have this very important term. This term is going to come up many, many times in the next couple of Pesukim. The Ulam Hashar. Ulam normally means a chamber. And that's really what it means over here. It's a chamber. Because you look in the picture, on the first page, that's what it is. After you come into the area of the steps, you ascend the 15 steps, what you're really coming into is a room. You're coming into a room. Okay, an antechamber. You're coming into an antechamber, and the dimensions of the antechamber are, at least we now know that at least from end to end were 13, from left to right were 13 amos. The very, very edge are two massive doors. Now to see on the other side, look back and pick on picture one. Okay, let's put everything in perspective. Picture one, you're looking from the inside. It's critical to understand the difference between picture one and on the first page, the top picture on the first page. The picture on the first page is the outside, your view from the outside, and the picture on number one is the view from the inside. Now, in the inside, the doors are open. They're showing you the doors are open. Okay, you don't see here the doors are closed. They're not even showing you the doors altogether. And let's just right now get this to show this. There are two massive, what look like palm trees. Okay, two massive pillars. They're called an elim. Called elim, and each one is called an ayil or an ale. I'm not even sure how to pronounce it. An ayil. Those massive columns. They're columns. They're massive. They go up to a height of 60 amos. They rise above the gate, 10 amos above the gate. The gate is only 50 amos, and these columns extend above the gate by 10 amos, and they're crowned with kaisaros, a keser, a crown. It's called a keser, and the keser is made in the image of a palm tree. Now these are on the inside. You only can see these beautiful columns when you're inside the Azara looking out. And right up against those two Elim are two massive doors that fold, that close inside, that close into this chamber. And this first picture, he's showing you the doors closed. He's showing you in the first picture, he's showing you, you come up the steps and you come into the Ulam Hashar, and it's a chamber. And that chamber has two massive doors in front of you. You do not see the columns. The columns, in order to see the columns, you have to open the doors. You open the doors, and then when you go inside, you'll see on the left and the right these two massive columns, which extend all the way up to a height of 60 amos, crowned by the two kasaras.
So you need mezuzah, you don't
need mezuzah? So do you need a mezuzah? So it's a very good question. So we learned, l'chayr, I'm just guessing, that just like in the time of the Bayis Sheni, they put up a mezuzah for 7 days only. They took it down because the Kohen Gadol lived inside the Beis HaMikdash, as it says in the Torah. The Kohen Gadol must be sequestered for 7 days. So this, how did the Kohen Gadol get in? The Kohen Gadol, this is how he walked into his home. He was here for 7 days. He had a room somewhere inside. I don't know exactly where, but somewhere there was a place where he lived for 7 days, and he practiced the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim. So during those 7 days, every entranceway that led to his home, there was a mezuzah. So since he had to come in through this gateway, they put a mezuzah here, every single entranceway to the place where he lived. And then it appears that when he left after Yom Kippur was over, they took down the mezuzahs. Because the mezuzah, I need to say, I got copies. Next time, it's good, don't worry. It's good. Maybe you should give the shir than me. But next time. But, okay, that's a side point. Let's go to the pub. Look on together. V'saf hashar, me'etzal ulam hashar, me'ab. Now, next word is very important. Me'habayis. The word abayis here means from the inside. It's a word that's used over and over. The bayis doesn't mean the whole bayis hamigdash. Bayis means from the inside relative to the outside. The ulam hashar was after the steps, not before the steps. Before the steps we call michut. It's teaching us derech agav that the ulam hashar is on the bayis, after you go up the steps, like in this, the first page on the picture on the very bottom, it was kone echad, the width of the wall was a kone. Now, what is it? It means this. What's this? The saf. Why is he saying over here? It's a saf hashar. The saf hashar me'etz ulam hashar. Near the ulam hashar was six amos. Now, what does it mean? I'm already confused. Give me half a second to. Give me one moment to go back over here. I thought I had this all down before I came here, but obviously not. In a moment. Okay, but something was Hakavana Kan Le'elin. Okay, so this refers to was six amos. Okay, here we're getting more confusing. Okay. The staff here
of the
Eilim. Eilim. So that means we have to look at this picture. We're using the word saf many different ways. That's why it's so confusing. And when we started the previous pasuk, the word saf was used to refer to the post along the steps. The post on the left, the post on the right. In this pasuk, the word saf does not refer to the post, because in this picture it says that it was eight. It says that it was eight. Rather, it's referring to the Eilim. The Eilim, you look at...
were also
considered to be posts, right? So you look in picture number three. You look in picture number three, you see there after you, the Eilim Ashar, and you see the two columns. The two massive columns which are at the very end of the Eilim Ulam Ashar. The ovals. The width of those ovals from left to right was six amos, the size of the kone.
It's in picture one, right.
So picture one, very good. Picture one, so you see that is what is called the saf. The saf sometimes means the post. Sometimes in this context, the Eilim also called the post, but it's a very specialized area of the post. It was exactly six amos. And it's called Mehabais because these Eilim, these massive columns, were all the way on the inside of the gate. Let's see the best that we can in the Mitsudos and in Rashi. Pasuk Zayin. And the Mitsudos David. Let's find it over here somewhere. Where is it? Here it is. Pasuk Zayin. Vehata. Kol tohoya. Now we're going back. The Pasuk Rashi is going back to the beginning of the Pasuk. The beginning of the Pasuk spoke about the chambers. The six chambers. The three on the left, three on the right, on the outside of the wall. So Rashi Mitzuda says, "V'ato kol tohoya kon echad orech." Inside was a square 6x6. Okay, one kone by one kone. Umisbar ha-toim. How many toim were there? Total of six. Three on the left, three on the right. Hayushleisha min ashar ushleisha mismol. Kimeforish bein, like it says later on in pasuk yud. V'hayu nish onim lekaisel ha-azara. They were adjacent to the wall of the Azara. They were attached to the wall of the Azara. Upanu klapi harabayis, and the opening, like in picture number two, you see only two of the toim. Or on picture number five, you see the toim. Or you see over all the pictures, you see the toim. And on the first page as well. And they were towards the harabayis. Ubeina toim. What was the thickness of the wall of the toim? Kaisalim hamafsikim bein tal leto hayu bnei chamisha amos, was five amos. V'chein hakasalim hachitzaynim mizeh mizeh. The thickness of the walls was always five amos. V'chein hakasalim shalifnim avol miachoreim hayu lechem kaisel v'azor lekaisel. But behind it was the kaisel v'azor. There was another wall, like you see. That was ten. That wall was thicker. Like you look at picture number three.
That's the coastal of the Harabais.
That's a different wall there. So therefore, the Tau. You look at picture number three. Picture number three. You see the Tau itself is going to be six. In between one Tau and the next is five. From the Tau going to the outside is five. From the Tau going on both ways going outside, it's always going to be five. But when you go from the Tau going inside, that's already called the wall of the Azara. That wall already was thicker. And you can see from this picture, the thickness of that wall was 10, not 5. It was doubled.
The thickness of the wall is one stone or two stones?
I don't know. It doesn't say how thick it was. No, so it has to be 10. The picture is not so accurate then, because it can't be. The picture can't be accurate because.
Where does it say it's 10?
Look at the staircase. I made a mistake. It's always six. I stand corrected. It's always six. On all four sides, it's six. But Mitzvah says that when you go further into the Ulam HaShar, there was another entrance. There were other walls. Okay, let's leave that part out. Let's not try to get too confused. So let's see over here the next words of the Mitzudos.
These two is five.
Everything is five. Okay, everything is five. The Torah is surrounded on all four sides by a wall that has the thickness of five. The Torah itself was six. The next words of the Mitzudos are... where is the Mitzudos in my edition? V'saf ha-shar etzel ulam ha-shar. Ki lefnim ha-shar ha-yabinin ulam. Inside the gate... there was a chamber, like you see on the first page, on the bottom picture. And the walls extended inwards. And there were posts. Now, the truth is, you know something? It could very well be that the Mitzudos is learning different than the pictures. There are a lot of different opinions. These pictures are Rashi. Okay, let's make that very clear right now. These illustrations that we're going to use to get through the Vayis Shlishi are according to our understanding of Rashi. Okay, in this Sefer, it's clear as day. That's what he's trying to do. He's using a lot of Sfarim here that explain Rashi. And in fact, on the bottom of the Sefer that I'm using, Kol HaKol, if you would want to buy it, it's a great Sefer called Tavnis HaBayis, he has Rashi. The Mitzudos, as we all know, doesn't necessarily learn like Rashi. So we're not trying over here to figure this out. We'll glance through what it says in the Mitzudos just sometimes to get a bigger picture. But we're not going to read it with precision because it's going to be impossible. Obviously, the Mitzudos learns things a little bit differently. He's not mentioning over here whatsoever the idea of the Elim. And then we're in a lot of trouble. What exactly does he mean? The numbers here do not work out. He's going to have to learn everything differently later on. Okay, so fine. Let's see now Rashi. Rashi is really what we're focusing on. Pasuk Zayin. Rashi says, Vehata. What is a ta? So Rashi says, Hu Yitzia. It is a chamber. Shekorin, a cell, a mechol. What's this word?
Apanchitz, which means a projecting gallery.
Okay. The Hayu Shlosh, an appendix. That's what we have. The Hayu Shlosha. There were three miyamin, Hashar, Ushlosha min Asmal, Kumosham Beinyin, Vehatoim, these little chambers, Smuchin la Kaisel Hamizrahi, they were connected to the eastern wall, Shal Ezras Noshim. So he's learned that this entire area on the east that we're coming into is equivalent to the Ezras Noshim in the Bayis. Sheni, mibachutz klapi harabayis. Umehechon ani loma shehem mibachutz. So Rashi says, how do I know that these three chambers are on the outside? In the Bayis Sheni and the Bayis Rishon, there was no such thing as a ta, a chamber on the outside of the harabayis, on the outside of the Azor, did not exist chambers. I know it, this unique. Mima shekosav achar kol inyin, vayivieni el hechotzer hachitzoynah. Hashem brought me from Pasuk Yitzayin. It's going to say that Hashem brought Yecheskel to the outer gate. Mikon ani lomed.
Inside the
gate. By even El to the Chotzer Hachitzon. Hashem brought, whatever means, towards the Chotzer Hachitzon. So since it says at the end of this section that we're dealing with the outside, Mikon ani lomed, Shekol Ha'omer Lamala, everything that it says until Pasuk Yitzayin is discussing what it looks like on the outside. Yecheskel did not yet enter into the doors of this area until we get the Pasuk Yud Zayin. Next words of Rashi, Vata, the Ta, Kon Echot Orech, Umidas Chaloloi the hollow space. If you come into the room and you make a measure of the room, how much space is there on the inside of the room? Shel kol echad v'yechad sheish amos miruba. It was a perfect square. Six amos of gesundheit. Ubein ha'toim chamesh amos. The thickness of the walls. Kisolim ha'mafsikim. Ben ha'toim oivim chamesh amos. V'chein tergim yonason. Ubein tovaya kuslo. Chamesh amin. Between, I don't know the word tovaya. I do not know what that word means.
It's the plural of tovaya.
Okay, between the chambers was five amas. So Rashi is saying that we have a precedent from this in the Bayis, from the Bayis Sheni. In the Bayis Sheni, the chambers that surrounded the Heichal, the Kodesh, and the Kodesh HaKodashim, the thickness of the wall between one chamber and the next was five amas. Next word. This is the Bayis Shlishi. We're discussing now the Bayis Shlishi, but Rashi is going back and forth between the
Bayis. Mikedash Hashem konenu yalecha. Okay. Hashem is going to rebuild it. How will you know how it's going to manage? Mm-hmm.
So we're learning now what it's going to look like. We now have inside information. Okay? We have a great opportunity to have inside information, know to what to expect. Next words of Rashi. Rashi the Sat. Now here is where Rashi is coming to say his chiddush. That we're dealing over here with the Elim. Okay? The Saf Hashar Me'etzel Ulam Hashar. So Rashi first explains. Before we get to the translation of the word Saf, we have to understand what is this term, what is this expression called the Ulam Hashar. This is new to us. Shalifnim and Hashar, inside the gate, meaning when you go up the steps, when you get past these posts on the left and the right side, which was six amos wide, you enter into a room, a chamber, which is called the Ulam Hashar. Hoya Osui Ulam, Mechubur Lashar. There was a chamber that was connected to this gate. Kimoshim Aforish Binyan. Boile Lesoich Ezras Noshim. It extended inward for how long? This is going to be the Pasik test soon. Eser Amos. The width from left to right of this chamber, from left to right, as you see in the picture on page number two, number three, you see. This area we're calling over here, when you call, Rashi is telling us when you get into the gate and you come into the big structure, you're now in the Ezras Noshim. This is called the outer courtyard. The outer courtyard going into the Ezras Noshim. This is the Chotzer Hachitzoyna leading into the Ezras Noshim. When you go into this, you're going to come into the Ezras Noshim. So it says here that it was 10 Amos. Okay, Kamosh Voshabin Lubsbodel Sukh Ezras Noshim. It was boiled into the Ezras Noshim 10 Amos. Okay, the Ulam Hashar. See, it's not showing you in this picture, unfortunately. Oh, wait, 10 Amos. You do see it. I'm sorry, you do see it. You do see it. Okay, this is important. Let's get this down now. On the first page, let's clarify this. We need it for the next passage. On the first page, on the very bottom, the picture on the very, very bottom, page number one, on the very, very bottom, how long was the Ulam Hashar? It was a total of 10. How do I get the number 10? The Ulam Hashar was 8, and the width of the Elim was 2. So the Ulam Hashar is, we count the actual square area plus those two oval columns, so which were 2.
So the Elim were definitely oval. Of course, they were wide 6.
They were wide 6 and 2 and two and two other dimension, right? So there was 6 wide and 2 going forward. As a Rashi boiled, it extended l'sech al Ezras Noshim eser amos. We're going into the Ezras Noshim 10 amos. 8 of the actual area plus 2 of the thickness, the depth of the Elim. Uviroishoi. And when you get down to the very, very end, they were delosois, doors. Umezuzos. Now, mezuzah here does not mean a mezuzah with Hashem's name. It means a post. And a post. V'zehush Omar. That's what it says over here. V'saf. The saf is the post, which really is the elim. Hashar. Shu eitzel ulam hashar. That was eitzel the ulam hashar. after you go 8 amos into the ulam, you come to where the doors are. The doors are hanging right opposite those massive columns, as you see in picture number 1 on the second piece of paper. Picture number 1, you see those massive elim, and you see the doors are open. They don't see the doors. The doors are open inside. But the elim are basically the posts. According to this picture, they are the posts of the doors. Mehabayis. What's the word mehabayis mean? Kiloimar litzat pinim. Kon echad rochboy. It was 6 amos wide. Lechasois to cover. Oive hachoyma, the thickness, choymas ulam, the thickness of the wall of the ulam, echad miyamin v'echad mismol, she'oive hachoyma shal ulam, the thickness of the wall of the ulam was, shal ulam liyamin v'lesmol, konech was one konech. Picture number four, and picture number 3 as well, so you see the ulam ashar, the two walls of the ulam ashar, how thick were they? 6 amos thick. Not like, this is interesting, not like the thickness of the Torah. The thickness of the walls of the Torah were how wide?
5.
The thickness of the two walls of the Ulam Hashar were 6. So when we want to have these two beautiful columns cover the edge of the wall on the inside, these columns also have to span 6 amos. Kemoshim Mefurish, Vahilach, it says in the Pasuk later on. Okay, so far, what?
What shape were the posts?
So you see in picture number 1, they're oval. Look at picture number 1. Look at picture number 1. Picture number 1, they show you the posts, and they show you that the dimensions were 6. Because it's covering the thickness of the walls. That means the thickness of the wall was also 6. That wakes us up to recognize that the thickness of these walls was 1 amma more than the thickness of the walls of the chambers. The chamber inside was 6, but the thickness of the walls of the chambers was only 5. But these two walls that extended inward, their thickness was 6. On the very, very end, there was these two beautiful columns which rounded off the edge of this wall, so those columns also had to be 6 amos wide, and their thickness, their depth, took up 2. So when you walk into the Ulam Ashar, how much space is there in total? 10. 8 of the Ulam Ashar, 2 of the Elim, and the doors were somewhere along the very, very edge. And when it says here in the Pasuk that the Saf of the Ulam Ashar Mehabayis was Kon Echad, it was 6, it's referring specifically to the thickness of the Elim, which sealed off the thickness of the wall on the inside.
What were the doors made from?
Doesn't say. The doors were they made from? You're talking about Shar Nikanor, it was made from gold, silver. I mean, we're not getting to the mezuzah. The mezuzah is not our topic. Let's just run through.
Inward.
The doors appear to open inward. That's what it appears. In this picture, the way they have it, but who says this picture is right? The doors appear to open inward. I mean, I guess so.
They open
no, I don't know. It seems to open inward. I don't know.
The would be down the other side of the chair.
No.
Yes,
yeah, so they open inward. What would be so bad? They open inward. I don't know. It doesn't say how the doors open. Okay, let's look at the Radak. We're only now looking at the Radak. Rabbi Yisrael, when we do the Radak, and for these prakim, we're now looking at the Radak to know pshat. We're looking for ideas. You know, the Radak, when you learn the Nevi'im Rishonim, the Radak is famous for bringing out the Mamorei Chazal. The Radak is much more so in the Nevi'im Rishonim than in Yecheskel. It's not, we lose the Radak a lot lately in Yecheskel for Pshat in the technical Pshat in the Pasuk. But that's not what the Radak is famous for. The Radak is more famous for the Mamorei Chazal. Before they had computers and they had all these fancy stuff which will give you all of the Midrashim, the only game in town was the Radak. The Radak was the one who quoted all the Gemaras for you. That's why the Radak probably became very, very popular. I wonder today, not nice to say, but I wonder today if with all of the Sfarim today, they have, even the article, they have here a Likut. Okay, they have over here a Likut of Midrashim.
My wife,
they have here a Likud of Midrashim. I'm not so sure that the Radak wouldn't be so popular. But over here, I want to use the Radak, because the Radak over here, many times he brings out a very nice idea that just that puts things together. So this one, we'll finish with the Radak, we'll be finished with this for today. Pasuk Zayin in the Radak, Va'atochu Lehu Lishka. A Radak is a Lishka chamber. V'niku Yitzel, like what Rash said, Vitzela or Vitzela. Okay, many different words. There are many different words for the word Ta. Ta, Yitzia, Tzela, Lishka, a very rich vocabulary to define what is this chamber.
Not cheder.
It doesn't say that, maybe that's another word, but it says, see, these are the words, Lishka, Yitzia, Tzela, Amar ki midas kol tov v'ta, menatoim ha'shoi yishom ha'yukon echa, midas v'orecha ki meruba ha'yi, it was square. He's the only one that makes that point, it was a perfect square. Ein meruba b'masa v'reishis, when it comes to man, we have squares. Ubein atoim ha'chamesh amos, perish ma'asho ha'yi, bein atoim ha'kloim ha'akos ha'am ha'mutza, beit shnei atoim ha'yirachba, the ha'yirachba was chamesh amos, v'chein tirgim yonistan, ubein tovaya, the plural is Rimchol told me, kusla chamesh amin, v'atoim ha'yu lefnim na'achayma. Now look at this. See, this is where we're getting into a lot of trouble. Obviously, the Radak is not learning the Psukim like this. He's telling you that the Toim are inside. Okay? And that's not what it shows in all of the Oracle pictures. Okay? All the pictures that we're learning over here, the Toim are on the outside. Again, so that's why when we're learning the system around the Radak, don't worry. Don't focus on the details. Don't confuse me with the facts. Let's just focus on the parish of Rashi, and we'll just use the Radak to bring out whatever we can ideas. The Chanisha Mikoymois Hayu Nechlokim Zel Lifnim Mizem Mikoymos Harabais Hanam Mizbeach. So here's a very beautiful idea. There are five different breakpoints. He's telling us something that when you get all the way into the Mizbeach, you have to pass a security
five checkpoints.
Okay, five checkpoints, five stickers. You got to get five stickers on your passport before you get to the Mizbeach. And if you're missing a sticker, boy, are you in trouble. Okay, are you in trouble? I think it's a joke. I remember my father's on the Levrach. He went to the airport, and we got all the way in, almost up to the plane, and my father's passport was missing a sticker. I don't know. My father's the most innocent person in the world. But the guy there, he totally, like he turned white. Like, what am I going to do now? You're missing the sticker on your passport. How you means you? And this, we went during a very dangerous time, and there's a lot of terrorism going on at that time. And so they're really on edge. It was very noticeable when we went. It was many years ago, and the guy there, he totally lost it. Like he didn't know what to do, and it was such an ordeal to go back and to find out what happened to get the sticker. What are you kidding? My father's going to go hurt someone. So the sticker is missing. But protocol is protocol. There's a breach. There's a breach in security. You have to dot all the T's and, you know, dot all the I's and cross the T's. Over here also it says, V'chamishim mekoymosay nechlokim zel lefnim yizeh mekoymas har habayis an hamizbeach. Har habayis. First we have the har habayis. Lefnim imenu is amok manikwa chel. We then come to the chel, that's the area, small area where there's a little fence that has words on the fence that gives instructions that the non-Jews may not pass this point. Lefnim imenu ezras noshim, lefnim imenu is ezras Yisrael, lefnim imenu ezras hakoyhanim. So that's why we're learning the Radak, because Radak, he adds these little tidbits, he adds these little things which really, really enhance the parish. Over here, we're going through all the breakpoints. Okay, Saf Hashar Meitzal Ulam Hashar Mabais Kone Aichad Lefish Zoch Lamalam Midas Sifei Hashar. This is the second time we have this term. We had the Saf that was used in reference to the steps, the adjacent posts on the left and the right side of the steps, and now we have the word Saf again. Sheheim Hasipim Hachitzaynim Ulezer Hashar Hoyilo Gamkein Sipim Benimim Lefi Ulam Mechuba Elav, and it's not telling you what it is. Okay, so he's not elaborating like Rashi, and the Sefer over here elaborates, who tells you that the translation over here of the word Saf refers specifically to the columns, what we are going to call the Elim, and they have a width of six amos. So we finish Pasuk Zayin. Tomorrow we're going to start with Pasuk Ches, but let's just review everything we have so far before we close the Sefer. Okay, so let's look at all the pictures one more time, just to review what we have over here. We have over here picture number one. We have on the first page, we have a view from the very, very outside. It shows you the harabais. It shows you the chel, this little teeny wicker fence. Then you walk into an area of the chel. It's not telling you here the distance between the chel and the wall. You come to the wall, you are flanked on the left and the right by six to'im. Three on the left, three on the right.
What place says how tall was this?
The height was six. The height we learned yesterday, the height of the tall was also 36, was also six amos. Six amos. It was six amos tall. And we were told of six to'im, three on the left, three on the right. Inside the tall there would be a square of 6 by 6. And the thickness of the wall of the tall on all four sides was 5 amos.
But the height of the wall next to the Torah should also...
Oh, the height of the wall, no. The height of the wall, so it seems that only the height of the Torah, that's what it seems. Okay, now we have to go back to that. It was only the old, so maybe it means outside the Shire. We're learning about the Shire, this is the gate. So yeah. Maybe it means that past the Shire. Okay, so you look at the big picture, it could be this is the Shire. But outside the Shire, you have to go back,
it gets
much lower, only 5, yeah. Only by the Shar, you're making a very good point. Let me just find the page from yesterday here. Okay, you're making a very good point. Let's clarify this. Here. Here's what we learned yesterday. Remember this yes from yesterday? Here is the big picture. Right? Yesterday. It's a big, big square. We're focusing right now on the Mizrach. On this. Okay? We're focusing on this. All we're focusing on. Okay? This gate over here is going to be 50 amos tall. But everything else on the east side, this area and this area, is only 6 amos tall. Okay, so this whole area on top, this area on the bottom is only 6 amos, very, very low. And this is 50 amos. After you get past the Ta, this little section over here, going in, at least this section over here, is going to be 50 amos tall. And the same thing is going to be true. It's a carbon copy. Whatever's over here is going to be over here. Whatever's going to be over here. You give me three entrances. Everything on top here is clearly 6 amos. That's a given. The dilemma we learned yesterday was, what about here? What about here? Was this also 6 amos? Or was this much, much taller? That was the machlokes rishonim. What was the size of the wall on the west, north, and south? But here it has to be 5, here it has to be 5, but the actual entrance way, when you come to the entrance way, we're going to have a height coming in of 50 amos. Fine, let's just finish up. So this is going to be, according to Rashi only, this is the Ezras Noshim. And for that matter, what?
So where's the Ezras Chitzona?
This is the Ezras Chitzona. This is the Azor Chitzona. Oh, the Azor Chitzona is the same thing as the Ezras Noshim. It's identical. I'm sorry. The Azor, it's all. Okay, we have to focus on.
Who goes in there?
Men go in there. Yisraelim can go in there.
The Ezras Noshim? So why is it called the Ezras Noshim?
Why is it called the Ezras Noshim? Because on the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the way it originally got that name was on Sukkot. On the Chol HaMoed Sukkot, that's where the women went to watch the men dance. The women would gather in that area to watch the men dance. That's why you got the term the Ezras Noshim. Nothing more than that. The whole year round, they weren't allowed in there. No women allowed. No.
Is there
what?
The men cannot see the dancing of the ladies.
The ladies did not dance. The ladies only dance twice a year. The ladies dance twice a year. On Yom Kippur, and on Tu B'Av. Only single. You have to be a single woman to dance. If you're married, you can't dance. What?
Who designed the base of Israel?
Hashem. Who's the Hashem was the architect?
No, he's the one who tells them exactly the missions.
Yeah, this is Nevuah. This is prophecy. This is all Nevuah. This is right from the source. From the Ibn Islam. This is all from HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. And you're not going to build according to this plan.
What? It is going to be built according to this plan.
Why you're not going to start? We have measurement, everything. Why you're not
this is it! This is the
no,
plan!
To build it right away.
Build it right now?
Yeah.
Go try to build it. Let's see what happens. Okay. This is the Ezras Noshim. So let's review this very quick. We're out of time. Let's just review what we learned so far, because tomorrow we're going right. We're not going to have these scriptures tomorrow. Okay, so you're coming over here. We have over here, you come and you have flanked by the tongue. Then you come into this open area over here. It's a threshold. Then you come up the steps. How many steps? 15 steps. What's the span of the steps along the walls? These massive posts? 6 amos. You go up 15 steps in a distance of 6 amos. And that's called the Saf. There's a Saf on the left, Saf on the right. It's one kone. The kone is 6 amos. Then you enter into what? The Ulam Hashar. You come into this chamber. The Ulam Hashar, from left to right, it's going to be 13 amos. The steps, area of the steps from left to right is 10 amos. The Ulam Hashar is a drop bigger. It's 13 amos. It's an amma and a half more on each side. And by the way, the area in front of the steps is even more. It's 15 amos. It's the steps plus 2.5 on the left, 2.5 on the right. We come to the Ulam Hashar, you go in 8 amos. When you get to 8 amos, what comes after the 8 amos? You have on the inside, you're going to have a beautiful column on the left, a beautiful column on the right to seal off the thickness of the wall. How tall is that column? 60 amos. 10 amos more than this this area, crowned by these beautiful crowns that were designed in the image of palm trees. So in this picture, it shows you, the next picture on the bottom, it's showing you basically exactly the same, only showing the dimensions of the kier. The kier is 6 amos inside, and the wall is 5 on all sides. Okay, the picture on the bottom, it shows you from bird's eye view, it shows you Ulam Hashar, what we call Ulam Hashar. It shows that it was 8, and it shows you the two columns on the inside, they were oval, they were 6 amos wide by 2 amos thick. And that's going to bring the total Ulam Hashar to a grand total of 10. Okay, then we come to this page. On this page, picture number 1, we're showing you what it looks like, the gate from the inside. You're standing inside looking out. So you see the walls, and you see the columns, and it shows you on the right side, it shows you the number 10, because the entire span from the wall all the way with the column is a total of 10. 8 plus 2 for the columns.
So the purpose of that wall was to...
Okay.
The doors.
Well, you don't have no pictures. Well, are you taking pictures?
I'm sorry.
What? It's not the way. Thank you. Okay. Now we come to number... Now
the French doors, but again...
What? French doors, right. Now, it doesn't say which way they opened. Did they open inside, they open out? That was the people were asking. How do they open? I don't know. I think they open inside. Okay, whatever it is.
How do they open inside?
Okay, next. Picture number two. Okay, what's number two? Nothing. Number two is just, there's nothing really special. Number two, we repeat. Picture number three. Okay, so it just shows you the dimensions. We went through this. The dimensions are 13 from left to right in the Ulam Hashar, 10 by the steps, 15 on the threshold leading up the steps. And the thickness of the wall was 5 and the top 6. And if you have, just keep in mind that the thickness of the walls of the Ulam Hashar were 6, not 5. The thickness of the walls of the top were 5, here it's 6. Picture number 4, we didn't do that yet. And number 5, there's just the other dimensions, exactly the same thing, just showing you from different ends. And that in Mirza Shem 4 and 5 will do tomorrow, going on with the next pasuk.
Excuse me, the meaning of Saf here.